More than any window in the church, you can let your imagination run as you look at this window. That's because there is so much mystery surrounding it. To start with, the maker and designer are unknown. Signs point to an origin in England because of the ermine fur and intense colors, and the black and white diamond and square pattern on the flooring at the bottom of each lancet. Also unusual is the inscription, which reads, quote, "In loving memory of Elizabeth Newell, wife of Howard Drummond," close quote. As unusual as it is today for a woman to be known by her maiden name, it was nearly unheard of at the turn of the 20th century. So, was she Elizabeth Newell, or Elizabeth Newell Drummond? And, according to unsubstantiated legend, the window was donated by Elizabeth Newell Drummond's girlfriends, not her husband. The girlfriends, so the legend goes, didn't care for the husband. The lancet on the left displays the traditional symbols of faith, a chalice and Bible. A woman gazes upward with her hands clasped. The ancient symbol of hope, the anchor, appears on the right lancet. Here the woman stands under banner declaring lux in tenebris, which means light in darkness. Indeed, we can all hope for that. The greatest of the three, of course, is charity, depicted in the center lancet. The mother in this lancet cradles an infant with another small blonde child partially wrapped in her mother's robe. The child but two roses, red and white. White roses are of purity, red of martyrdom. We naturally assume the children to be pure, but who is the martyr? Was it Elizabeth Newell Drummond? This arch points directly to a cross with the inscription, quote, "Amore Christi," close quote, which could mean to love Christ or the love of Christ, for you, just an interesting distinction, but there isn't enough Latin there to be sure which. The angles just below proclaim, on the left, faith, hope, and charity, and, to the right, but the greatest of these is charity. We don't know, but are left to wonder, if Elizabeth Newell Drummond, who died at the tender age of 36, left behind two children.